We are learning in Masechta Sota, Daf Vav Amud Beis, and we're starting on the bottom of Amud on Daf Vav Amud Aleph. Mosiv Rav. Rav has a question from Shesh. This is Rava. Mosiv Rava. Ve'ilu sheminchaseim nisrafas. The following menachas, you just burn up, and you don't bring the kaimitz on the Mizbeach, and you don't eat the rest. You don't, a regular mincha, what you do is, you makir the kaimitz, and the rest of the shirayim you eat, or some of them, you burn the entire mincha on the mizbeach, like by this case of the se'irim, you burn the entire thing on the mizbeach, but either way, the usually menachos are brought on the mizbeach. But these menachos, you're going to burn not on the mizbeach, because it became possible the following menachos. And where do you burn it? You burn it lamata, on the beis hadeshan, on the place where you put all the ashes. Because you can't be paided, because once it has kedushas haguf, you can't be paided. So what you do is you burn it like a parcel of carbon. So these are menachos that are nisrafas and not brought on the mizbeach. Ha'imeres teme'ani, a case where the soita brings her mincha, and she says before they have a chance to drink the mei soita, she says teme'ani. So then the halacha is, what do you do with the mincha? You're not makiv the mincha. V'shevola edim shehi teme'a, or edim came saying she's tamei. Then also, you burn the mincha, and you don't bring the mincha on the mizbeach. Frate the Gemara, the also Edom Amos. When the Edom come exactly? If it's before they placed it into Kli Shares, which makes it Kedushas Aguf. So typical Chulin. So the halacha is you can be paid it. Even if you were Makash or Pen, you said, I want us to be a mincha, the halacha is you can be paid it. So here, if the Edom came before you were Makash and Kli Shares, just be paid it. What's the problem? Ella boss of the Kaddish was after you put it into Kli Sharis, so it became Kli Shaguf. So now you can't be makrovit. So Allah is what do? You burn it. So that was the case. It came after you makdish it. So Yeram Bishlama Mayim Boit Kamaisa Sa Amma Bas Mikdash Mikrofi. Vichi Kaddish Mi'ikara Shapi Kaddish. So here Edom came after you makdish it. So if you say that Mayim Boit Kamaisa, that means that even when there's Edom in the world, it's possible for her to get checked by the Meis Saita, so then the Mincha, what's the Mincha is basically to facilitate this Meis HaSaita. So even if there's Edom in the world, the Mincha, B'Shas, when I made the Mincha, it was a good Mincha because it could have made the Meis HaMarim check this Isha. Therefore, you have to burn the mincha. If both of you say mayim is not boidik, someone is edim about them. Now the edim come. So tigli milsim afreya the chikadosh mikarav tayis kadosh. The whole thing was a mistake. But take the chulin. You go the chulin. You even had a pidyon. The Gemara's question is that if edim come and say that she was mizana, so it comes out that the water would never have worked for her. So it comes out the whole mincha was for nothing anyway. So therefore, the whole hekdesh of the mincha, the whole klisharas of the mincha was all one big mistake, and hekdesh tayyas have a hekdesh, and therefore, it's not hekdesh, it's a gola chulin. That's the Gemara's kasha. If you hold like Rav Sheshes, if you have Edom in the world, there's no Smei Saita, so then the Hektash should not be Hektash on this Mincha. Why is it Nisrefes? It should go to Chulun. Om Rav Yehuda Medeskar to Lekigoyin, the case was, Shizinza Ba'azara. The case of Bo Edom was that she's Mizana with someone, she's still married, she's Mizana with someone in the Azara. In the Azara. This was after the Mincha. The Edom are coming here not saying that she was Mezana before the Mincha. Because then you're right, the Mincha would not be Kaddish. Here, when she came, she was a regular Suffolk Saita. They were Mekaddish the Mincha. In the Azara, after that, she was Mezana. And Edom came and said she was Mezana. Now she can't drink the Mezana anymore now because she's Vade Hoda Os the husband. But the Mincha was Kaddish at that time, was Kaddish correctly. It was Taka Kaddish, the Mincha was Taka Kaddish. Why does that
have to be in the Azara?
Doesn't have to be in the Azara, it means after the Kedusha Guf. Actually, she doesn't even come into the Azara, she stands by the Shah Nikna. It just means, Zinzav Azara means after she came here. After she came over here. Look at Rashi, Zinzav Azara, Rashi says, La'acha shekitshav akli, va'zuz nus zebo edim. It means after already the process started in the Azara, that's when the znus happened. She obviously was in the area, but it doesn't have to be dafka in the Azara. Frey de Marakasha, she has escort the whole time. The Pirchikuna take her up from the Shar Mizrach to the Shar Nikna, back to Shar Mizrach, like we'll see in the Mishnah later on. So here, So, and for the Gemara, she's in some perichaguna. She was down a war on the perichaguna. She was in kuna atzman. That's one teretz. Or if Ashi Omar, she nitzchol in the kavah, she has to go to the bathroom. So, the perichaguna kifatayla, are they attached to her head covering? They're not mamish attached to her. They're escorting her, but they're not mamish tluyin to, not tied to her, and therefore it's possible for her to get away and to be mezana. So the first teretz is a shtikl toichik, but what they were saying, that this brisa of shabola edim shitamei, that you burn the mincha, so in a case where the edim said she was mezana after the mincha was already brought into the azar. Rav Papa, maloyom kinem emir mekara. It was a regular edim coming after the kedushas aguf, and the edim saying that before she was mezana. I had a question, is to be tois. The karm is typical chulim, because of tois. You're right. It's all midrais ataka goes to chulin, but it's the rabbanon that get in midrabbanon gzeira shema yomru mitzim ekli sharos lechayil. It's a gzeira rabbanon. People don't chap and they see you're taking this mincha out of the kli sharos and he goes to chulin. So I'm going to say, oh, no such thing as kli sharos. And therefore, midrabbanon, not everyone all knows all the halachas, and therefore no one knows about the edim, no one knows the halachas. Therefore, no, it's not so clear. So therefore, they could come to say that dava kadosh b'kli sharos goes to chulin. Therefore, we have the rabbanon digadin that you have to burn it. But you're right, midraisa goes to chulin. That's Rav Papa's terrors. Most of Rav Mari, I'm asking you a kasha on this Rav Papa. Most of Rav Mari, it says in this braisa nitmaas minchasa ad shaloi kitcha, that the mincha became tamei atzloi kitcha bekli. Before the mekash bekli, harei kechol amenachos, it's like a regular mincha, that before kedusha is a kli, it could still be paided. V'tibada, they could be paided. Mishra kitcha bekli, if it became tamei after the kash bekli, harei kechol amenachos, v'tisarf and you burn it. Kiddush ha-kaimetz, you mekash ha-kaimetz, which means, by a mincha, there are four avoidas corresponding to the four avoidas of a behema. What are the four avoidas? The kmitza is connected to shchita, and then you put it into kli shares, that is connected to kabbalas hadam, that's connected to kabbalas hadam. Then halacha means you bring it to the mizbeach, that's connected to halachas hadam, and then the hakravas hakaimitz on the mizbeach is connected to zrikas hadam. So here you took the kaimitz and you put it into kli shares, placed it in kli shares, basically kabbalah. Kiddush HaKoymetz, like Hispik La'akriv, you didn't have a chance to be makrivit, which means like Duda Zerika, you didn't have a chance to be makrivit, Ad Shemes, who, either he died, or Shemes, he or she died. Harek Chol HaMenachos, but Tisharef. Also, the lach is, you're going to burn it, because you couldn't be makrivit to the Koymetz, so you can't be makrivit to the Shirayim. Karav HaKoymetz, if the Koymetz, you will makrivit on Mizbeach, well, Hispik Lechol Shirayim, Ad Shemes, who, or Shemes, he, let's say you makrivit the Koymetz, which means he did the Zerika ready. You were makrivit the Shirayim ready. But you didn't have a chance to eat the Shirayim until either he died or she died. Harehi kechol ha-menachos, it's like a regular mincha, v'toichal, and you can eat the mincha. It's not, that's fine, because once it was processed beheter, you'll have to eat the mincha. Sha'al sofik ba mitchila, kipra sipka v'hachala. You brought it a baal safik and it did its job, and therefore the halach is that you could eat this mincha. What does it mean kipra? What does it mean kipra? So Rashi speaks out kipra mincha zu esveka hai kaparos of Rashi lav kaparos avinu. Doesn't mean a kaparos avin. V'lo yaskaros avin. Ela kapara ruila, which means you did everything right when you brought this mincha v'shas aktaros kremza. You did everything you have to do with it, and therefore, behechsher, therefore, even if something happens afterwards, you're not going to drink, because we said before, the whole hakrava is to facilitate the drinking. Here's, he died or she died, you couldn't do the drinking. But either way, since it did its job and facilitated the drinking, and it set it up, you did everything right, so the mincha could be eaten, because b'shas maisa was fine. Zok the Brisa further, bola edim shitameya, if edim came before the haktara, edim came that shitameya, mincha nesrafes, you burned the mincha. You burn the mincha. Nimtzu edim zaymim. What about if the edim are nimtzu zaymim minchasa chulin? The halach is that the mincha is chulin, which means which edim zaymim? If the edim stira, the whole reason she's here is because the edim came and said she secluded with a certain person. If those edim were nimtzu zaymim, it turns out the whole thing's a mistake. What's the halacha? It goes lechulin. The mincha is chulin. So what do you see from here? Fira Papa, especially with the first teretz, it's good because Taka, he agrees it goes to Chulin. Just to say that our case was Zinsa, Achav Azar. But our Papa's teretz was that even if something goes to Chulin, there are Rabbanan Digan, then you have to burn it. What happened to the Rabbanan Digan? Oh, hey, you have to burn it. And if the Gemara, no. Edim Zoyim Kamres, Edim Zoyim Kala Isluhu. Edim Zoyim, everyone knows that Edim Zoyim is a big story, and therefore they'll chap why it's going to Chulin. They chap this whole thing was a big mistake, and therefore they'll understand it goes to Chulin, and therefore it's no Xer over there in that case. Zogt Gemara, Tanya Gufa said Rav Sheshes, V'lav mitamei. We have a brisa like Rav Sheshes, but not from his makar. Rav Sheshes' makar is from Eid Ein Ba, which we said is a little problematic, because Eid Ein Ba really is for something else in the beginning of Masechta. So that was Rav Sheshes' makar. The Gemara is another makar, that the Eidim in the world, it will not work. What's the makar? The Pasuk says, V'imloi nitma isha utahoirihi, v'niksa v'nizra zera. Says if she drinks the water and she was not tamei, and she was tahira, then v'niksa, she was clean, v'nizra zera, and she will have special zera, special children. Now, tahira is an extra word. It's the same, loi nitma isha v'niksa zera, it's v'tahirihi. So he does the word tahira, v'loi shesh la'edim d'nesiyam. That if she has edim d'nesiyam, then she will not have Nizra Zera. Why? Because the Mayim doesn't really work by her, because she has Edom. Vita, her extra Vav, is V'loi Shetos Lo Yischus. And not if she lives through this because of Yischus, also she will not have the special bracha of the children. What is he teaching us? V'loi Sheyisu V'yitnu Ba Mezeres V'levana. It also won't work for someone who everyone knows about it. It means all the Zainais, all the ladies, all the Yentis, who sew their clothing in the middle of the night, they schmooze the whole night. If they're talking about her unfaithfulness, then also it will not work. The Meisait will not work on this Isha. Akaponim, what do we see in the first apostate that says, like Rav Sheshes, that if there's Edim, it will not work, the Meisait will not work. But Rav Shimon, argues on all these chus things. Why? Rav Shimon says that then you're going to be mighty laws on the Tahirah. People who attack a Tahirah, you say, oh yeah, she's really not Tahirah, she had a schus or something. So Rav Shimon, he devolved the darush to dash in the drasha of schus. Va'ika yesh la edim nizayam. The whole word Tahirah, that's for sure a drasha. That the edim nizayam, that there, l'chaira, is a raya that works. And Rav Shimon says it's a problem because you're going to be mighty laws on Tahirah. So before the Gemara said, he argued that also. But here, hey, argue it. You have a pasuk Tahirah, what do you do with that? Gemara says, no, he doesn't argue on this. Lo yishchicha. You're not worried about Edim Nizyam because people are not going to be choshes tahiris for that. It's not shchiach that people are not going to say, oh, there must be Edim. That's not shchiach. Schos is an easy thing to say. But Edim is not something that is shchiach, and therefore we're not choshes for that. We're not choshes for that. Now, therefore, so Rav Shimon will agree to this case. Now, there's another question, and here Tosfos addresses it over here, that every time someone makes it, you know, lives through the Saita, you could say, maybe Ba'ala Ba'ala Baderech. That's Pshat. Really, she's a Tumah, she's unfaithful. You know why she lived through it? Because Ba'ala Ba'ala Baderech, and didn't work. So that also Tosfos speaks out over here, is Lo Yishchiach. We're not Choshen either. Rav Shimon is not Choshen either. The people Choshen some of that, because it's not Shchiach. They have to go, they travel, Tutim Nechamim. It's not a case that is Shchiach, and therefore not Choshen for that.